hyperbole. An advice podcast for three brothers.
You know what I realized? We have to redo the fucking intro now.
Why?
Because the song is like a podcast where three brothers give advice that's not meant to be taken seriously. So I think I'm gonna have to edit it to be like
hyperbole. An advice podcast where two brothers
and Kyle
make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, seven?
Hyperbole.
Oh man, yeah, that's wait, so is Chris like have you even heard from him at all? I mean, you know, obviously he's in Peru or whatever, but I mean, has anybody even spoken to him or
okay, let's take a step back and let's introduce ourselves. Hello everybody and welcome to Hyperbole Podcast. This is a self-help podcast for the helpless. My name is Stefan. And I am a hamburger helper.
What?
I'm a hamburger helper. I help hamburgers.
Like that glove character? Yeah. Like, you know?
Are you the creepy Mickey Mouse glove?
That's a weird thing to say. Sorry, let me start over. My name's Stefan, and I am one of those guys that went to Jesus when they followed the star to Nazareth when he was born. The wise men. I am the wise man that bears frankincense.
What the fuck is frankincense?
Frankincense, it's an oil that was very precious in the Middle East. And it actually, you're not allowed to fact check, but it was an oil that was really famous in the Middle East. And it had the highest ORAC value out of any of the natural oils that we could find. And so it was really good at destroying free radicals and leaving with a healthier skin, healthier hair, and got rid of wrinkles.
What's a free radical, Stefan?
A free radical causes cancer.
Why do they need to be destroyed?
Okay. Free radicals are also those crazy guys that tie themselves up to a tree to protest no tree killing.
Radical.
Free yeah. Radicals, man.
It's free.
That's why electrons, they like to break off and ride skateboards for a while in their lifetime.
I'm pretty sure it's only been 10 minutes and we've introduced one host. I'm going to try one more time. We're going to get into the momentum of it. My name is Stefan, and I usually don't talk in this cadence.
My name's Anthony, and I do talk in this cadence.
And my name is Kyle, and I usually don't talk. Well, I do when I'm on this podcast, but otherwise I'm silent.
But other than that, Kyle has taken a vow of silence. He actually came from China. And he was living amongst the monks. We became wise beyond our years because we met Kyle. And he was living in a monastery that was abandoned. But he took a vow of silence. Through flashcards, we were able to communicate. And emojis.
I was very much attached to emojis. But no other worldly possessions except emojis. That was it.
I mean, if you think about it, hieroglyphics are like the first language, and that's all emojis, right?
I mean, technically, yeah, proto emoji,
right? So
yeah,
thanks,
like snake, water, wheat, grass,
dog man, dog man, right? Scythe, bleeding babies drowning in the river, alligator. And that means had a great time at what? Happy hour, brah, see you tomorrow.
Classic.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Guys, how are we doing? Good?
Good.
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 Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. That Thanksgiving feast that we had was delicious.
You had a Thanksgiving feast?
Yeah. So this episode's going to launch on the Monday after Thanksgiving. So this is our opportunity to guess what we had for Thanksgiving and predict all of the family drama that's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Uncle Dan, he's going to talk about politics again. Shit, that's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, to be fair, though, it's not just going to be him. I mean,
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to definitely be talking about politics. I talk about,
for some reason, it's a tradition in almost every family to just rile each other up.
Yeah. But one thing that I like to do is I like to talk about politics in Brazil. So nobody else has any idea what the fuck is going on. I sound really smart and then everyone takes my side.
Oh yeah, it sounds good to me.
Oh my god, yeah, absolutely. Well, tyranny.
He's got to start talking about Bolsonaro, and then you know.
Oh, I mean, shit! Right? Kyle called my bluff.
I'm like, what? What was their Watergate thing? It was like,
oh,
washing machine gate or something.
Operação Lava Jato, yeah. Operation.
Oh, perfect! I know what that means.
Yeah, Operation Car. I just got to sprinkle in some Portuguese there. That's it.
Okay. Yes. Wait, what does it mean though?
It means Operation Car Wash.
Car Wash. That's Operation Washing Machine. Whatever. Close enough.
Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, that turkey was so dank, bras. That was, it was just.
Got that yellow trip to pan.
Oh, man, that turducken was dope. It was.
Turducken. I was tripping on that tryptophan.
Oh, man. It was, so, Kyle, have you ever had a turducken?
I've never had a turducken. I've had those things separately, but never together.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. It is a level of, I don't know the word, exorbitance that you got to experience.
It is the definition of superfluous, because that is just way too much going on.
Man is dominant of three species at once.
And the worst part is they stuff them when they're still alive. It's just awful.
Oh, oh, you know what? That sounds absolutely foul. I had to do it.
I heard it's getting even worse. Our greed for meat has caused us to just shove more animals inside there. So it was just a turkey inside of a duck. Then the next year it was turkey inside of a duck inside of a chicken. Or no, the other way around. Now they've started to put
gophers. I think it's the turkey and the duck.
They put gophers in there. They started to put.
I thought it was birds only. I thought they like shoved the turkey and an emu and like.
Oh, they went bigger. I was thinking they would go smaller.
And
they
then
just
shoved
put
the emu into an ostrich.
Okay. I thought it was like first a cardinal or a sparrow, and then after that a falcon, and then after that the chicken, and then the duck, and then the turkey, and then the emu.
Oh yeah. My god!
And then the old lady that swallowed the fly.
So, anyway, so we had that. That was delicious. It was so flavorful. But anyway, what do you guys say? Is there anything else we need to talk about? Oh, my dear, we met Chris. Where in the world is Chris? This is the segment. We were three brothers, but now we're two and a half. Kyle's a stepbrother, so I mean, not really. He's a blood brother. We did do a blood pact, seance.
We did blood transfusion where we swapped each other's blood.
It was a ritual made in blood.
So now we all share the same blood.
We wanted to make sure that we all got enough. So
we mixed it all in a bag and then we put it back in.
Yeah.
I'm anemic.
We were. Anyway, Chris is missing and we don't know where he is. He is the brother that was here for about 40 episodes and then he vanished.
Yeah, without a trace.
Yes.
We kept up with him for a while, but he's gone off the radar.
Exactly. Just like Kelly Clarkson's career, he's gone. So we're looking for him. Last we heard, he was in Russia refueling. I hear he's going to be home for Christmas, though, Anthony. I mean, Thanksgiving.
You think he'll make the trip from Ukraine? Are we doing the geoguessr, or are we just...
Should we do it? Do you guys want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Fuck it. All right. Okay, so while I'm pulling it up, Anthony, why don't you...
I think it's fun.
Why don't you explain it while I'm pulling it up?
Okay, so this week we're going to go on GeoGuessr and pick up a location where Chris is at. And based on a Google image road view, we have to guess where in the world Chris is.
Where the heck is he?
Okay, guys.
Yeah,
where is
that crazy guy?
So, we're on GeoGuessr. I'm going to start describing what we see, then I'm going to rotate so we can get a full view of our surroundings, and then we'll give it a guess. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I see we're on a road. We have two cars in the other lane that are coming this way. I see some lush green trees. It looks like the flora is quite lively here. It's very sprucey. Is that a word?
Looks like a, mixed alpine and deciduous forest there.
Whoa, deciduous.
And are those birch? Or no, what are those trees? Aspen, right? White
ones? Oh, wait, birch. It looks birch.
Those are birchy.
I don't know.
Those are birchy.
Birchy? Okay. Those are the white skinned ones or the aspen.
Ariba birchy.
No, that's wrong.
Ariba birchy.
Okay, so we see birch aspen trees. We're all from Arizona, folks, so we don't know what an actual tree is.
I don't know what those are. I don't know anything other than saguaro cactus.
These are leafy cacti. So we see a bunch of leafy cacti. We see some power lines go through. Turning around, we see a dirt road. It looks like it has some footprints where Chris is gone. So
that might
it looks
be
like
yeah,
it
where Chris is
way.
Standing.
Turning around here, we see a car right behind us. It looks like we're going very slow, so it's getting quite impatient.
The road looks well maintained.
Do you guys see anything? Very well maintained. So we're probably in the United States.
So Europe?
Probably, oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, depends on where you're on the United States. But I'm thinking somewhere in, I think it's in eastern Washington State.
Okay.
If I had to guess, whoa, is that a person standing in the trees, in the bushes?
Oh my God, that's super creepy, is it?
Whoa, is that Chris?
Chris?
It is an image, so he won't talk back to us. But it does look like it is Chris.
It kind of looks like that video of Bigfoot where he's walking.
Yes. Okay, so Washington, is it?
I mean, that's my guess. Yeah, feel free to.
I guess if I had to, I am guessing.
What do you think, Kyle?
North Carolina, I'll say.
North Carolina.
Okay, right. Sounds good. Let's. I'm gonna meet in the middle, and I'm gonna say Kansas.
Okay.
So
nice.
Kansas, it is.
Okay.
And.
Not even fucking close.
Wow, that was whoa.
It was
okay.
In Russia.
Okay, so Chris is still in Russia. Well,
yeah,
he's still
making his rounds through the old Soviet Union.
Whoa.
Looks like he is just north of Moscow.
Hmm. Okay. So that's where Chris is, everybody. What the hell is he doing there?
I don't know, man. Maybe he's a counterintelligence officer for...
What do they like? What's Russia's biggest export?
Precious metals.
Beautiful women.
Okay, so Chris, let's say Chris is working on exporting precious metals disguised as beautiful women.
Statues of precious metals.
Or beautiful women disguised as precious metals.
No.
Whoa.
Just spray this in your catalytic converter. It'll work.
Oh, dear. Okay, so we now have figured out where Chris is. Let's keep an eye on him and see where he's at. Let's see.
We'll keep tabs.
All right. So now that we've lost every single listener by talking about nothing for 20 minutes, let's move on. But before we do, wait, let's pump the brakes real quick. Let's make another pit stop. Everybody get out, go to the bathroom, make sure that you're ready for the ride. I'm going to read a review from Apple Podcasts. Here it goes. It says, hilarious. Wait, I want to read it like a voice. What's a good voice to read it as?
Jim from The Office.
Are you fucking kidding? That's the most indistinct voice.
No, I was trying to think of something really bland. Read it as
okay. I'm going to read it as...
I don't know. Do whatever you want.
I think I'm going to try Peter from Family Guy. Let's try. Okay. Hold on. I got a copyright infringement, Kyle. Let's not...
Yeah. Well, whoops.
Okay, hold on. Hilarious. No, fuck. Hilarious. Love the show. Makes me... I can't do it. Fuck. Okay. Wait. What about Stewie? Hold on.
Oh, that's hilarious. Love the show. Makes me laugh out loud every episode. Highly recommend.
And that's from Nick EE89. So thank you, Nick. We really appreciate it. If you guys would feel so inclined to leave a review, we will blow your mind with thanks. So please do it. We have 90 reviews so far on iTunes. And thank you so much to everybody who's left one. If we get up to 100 by the 30th, we will all keep a mustache for 10 days.
Done and done.
Yeah, that's fine.
But it's not just a regular mustache. We'll do a handlebar mustache.
I don't think... That's fine with me. My mustache doesn't grow very fast.
All right, fine. But it has to be... Okay, if that's going to happen, it has to be 110. 110 reviews, I will... grow and leave a handlebar mustache for 10 days, as will the others.
So do we have to shave the rest?
Duh, like what would that just be, a beard?
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, fair enough.
Do we have to shave the rest of the facial hair?
all right. I was just poking for loopholes. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, look at my handlebar mustache. Oh, I'm sorry. All of your facial hair is growing out of your face.
Yeah. Let me cover up the rest of my hair.
Okay. Handlebar mustache. If we get to 110. If we get to 110 by the 30th. Okay. Why don't we get into the fucking questions? How does that sound?
Sounds beefy.
Bueno. Yeah,
okay.
Bueno, beefy bueno.
Okay, so now this next segment is called, ready?
Man, that pitch.
Could you? I wasn't sure if only dogs could hear it at that octave, but
my glasses broke.
For those of you who couldn't hear, this segment's called The Beef. This is the meaty portion of the podcast where we delve into these very difficult questions, both to read, understand, and resolve. And just like a piece of beef, we select them and then we decide what the best way to grill them or cook them is. And then
I thought we selected them and then butchered them.
And then, no, otherwise it'd be the cow. If this would be the cow, if that was the case.
Oh, well, but, I mean, all right.
Can you just me finish a fucking metaphor?
No, I have to derail it.
Anyway, that's basically that's representative of how this works. I say something and Anthony derails it and vice versa. So let's get into it. Kyle, you've upgraded from special guest. Now you're like our comrade. Comrade Kyle, would you like to read question one?
Da. I would like to read. I will not read it in that accent, though. I think
preferred.
That would be
Thank
a little
you.
Too painful for our listeners. About to break up. What do I do in the meantime? I'm breaking up with my girlfriend, but I only see her about twice a week, and the next time I see her is Wednesday. I don't want to break up over text, but I also don't know how to respond to her texting me until Wednesday. I don't want to lead her on, but I also don't want to do it over text. It's going to be constantly on my mind until Wednesday, and IDK how long I can wait or think of excuses, and I feel awful if I just ignore her and respond, okay, maybe, to things, but I have no idea what else to say. Sincerely, Heartbreaker in Houston. Aw, that's, isn't that sweet? He's a heartbreaker. Dream Taker, or I don't know, what is that song?
If you're going to break up with her, don't be afraid to lie a little bit. Just go with the flow. That's not the funny part. That was serious. But if she's saying, hey, let's do this and do that, you know, hey, let's go grab a bite on Friday, say, okay, yeah, sure. If it's something big, like, hey, let's go to England on Friday, then you say, yeah, just leave it with okay, maybe. Just leave it tentative. Leave it like that.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, maybe. I'll think about it. Sure. But yeah, other than that, just keep going as if everything was fine.
Yeah. Or just, because yeah, just be like, oh, God, sorry, continue. I thought you were done.
Oh, no, I was actually expecting you to derail this. But
perfect.
If an employee is about to be terminated, you don't... Oh, fuck, actually, you do give them hints. Yeah, you sit down and talk with them and give them an improvement plan and then follow along with them every week to see if they're improving or not.
So should you give her an improvement plan?
So, yeah, I think that's the way it should be. Did you give her an improvement plan? I think you're giving up too easily. I think what you should do is you should sit down with her and then highlight her strengths. Say, sweetie, you have a really nice voice, but your laugh is infuriatingly awful. And I can't stand it. So,
oh man.
Yeah, put her on the plan. Say, have her sign it too and put it, give it back to HR for records, but just say, hey, look, we're going to have 30 days. If we don't see steps towards improvement, this could lead up to further disciplinary action, including termination. And so she'll have an idea.
Termination.
You don't have to lie. You're being upfront with her and you're trying everything you can to keep the relationship.
Or you could be like, if she asks you what you want to do, if you want to do things, you could be like, oh, I probably shouldn't. I was going to break up with you on Wednesday.
So, wait, is it a joke or is it serious? How is she supposed to interpret it?
That's for her to interpret.
So you're not expecting any follow-up questions from that?
Nope, she'll just be like, all right.
Oh, okay, LOL. You can't go over to her house before Wednesday? You can't see her before then?
Oh, well, I was assuming that she couldn't, because he said he doesn't see her till Wednesday. So I assumed that meant he could not see her until Wednesday.
What, is he in prison? I don't think
he's out of town on business or something. I don't know.
That sounds like a weird schedule for a
relationship. Or maybe he's in prison only on every day but Wednesday.
But, well, maybe she comes to see him in prison on Wednesday.
You know. What does it matter if you're in prison? What is she, like, going to make a scene? You're in prison. Like.
Also, if you're in prison, how do you have access to the internet and a cell phone? Okay. All right.
I mean, cigarettes can buy whatever you want in prison.
Fair enough. But, okay, so he's probably not in prison, though. Unless he's on a business trip to prison.
Yeah, maybe he's into private prisons.
Okay. Anyway, see if you can see her. Try your hardest. And then if you don't want to... Oh, this makes me uneasy. I don't feel like you should wait. You should just get it out.
Yeah, let it out. Just, you know, just get it, evacuate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Let it spill forth.
Release the floodgates.
Yeah.
Would it be a good idea just not to talk to her until Wednesday?
Heartbreaker, do you believe in the supernatural? Because you could just become a ghost.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's my solution.
Ooh.
Right there.
Look,
but that's it. I mean, you got to answer that question, Heartbreaker.
Well, do you believe in Jesus? Because you're going to die for 3 days and then come back. So I think that's more.
What?
Well, because you're a ghost, but you come back. You're resurrected.
Oh, I thought you just died.
Oh, okay,
I
sorry.
That was the plan, was just kill yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. But then come back. Just.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And then come back. Oh. Happy ending.
JK.
Yeah. Lol.
What's wrong with you just texting her and saying it's over, babe?
Yeah, I mean, you send her some emojis. I think that's what I would do. I mean, I'd just send, like, the crying emoji. a couple zucchini or heart. What are they? Not zucchini. Eggplant, and then
Do like laughing. The eggplant, and then the no more sign, like the cross through the circle sign.
Yeah.
Peach.
I say just keep it simple and say it's sorry, babe. It's over. And then do that face that people, the face with the squinting eyes and the tears coming out. Do like three of those.
So why would you be sad if you're breaking up with her?
Because it's a sad moment. Anthony, I'm sorry. Are you happy? Do you smile every time you say it's over?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying be happy, but I'm saying like, are you sad? Like, if you're sad about breaking up with her, why would you break up with her?
Are you serious right now? Have you ever...
Like, wouldn't you be wanting to break up with her?
Even, okay, a breakup, unless it's just completely one-sided, I think that if you break up with somebody, you're still sad to do it. There has to be one fucking quality that made you like
it. But if you're able to do it over text, I mean, what I'm saying is I feel like the sad faces are like disingenuous over text.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you text her, but give her a snap. Do like the kids do these days. Give her a snap on the Snapchats. Put a little pup. Oh. Give yourself a little puppy filter and then say, I'm doggone sorry, but it's over.
Yeah, stick your tongue out and go, ah.
Oh, that's a good one. That tops all of the previous advice. The snap and with the dog filter, and then just oh my god, that's perfect.
I think you're good. So you don't even have to see her anymore.
Yeah, problem solved.
Yeah, we're done. Oh, yeah. I just got the ghost thing. Was that like ghost her? Is that what we were going for?
Oh, yeah. I guess maybe my reference was like...
Yes,
I didn't get... I'm way too dumb for this.
Yes,
I didn't
you
get that.
Cunt. That's why I was doing the Jesus one. Because it's like you're dead. You're off the planet. You're dead for 3 days. And then you took it way too literally.
God, I'm fucking retarded.
Oh, God.
I thought it was just saying to kill yourself.
God damn it. I miss Chris. Just kidding. I love you, Anthony.
Oh.
You're my second favorite brother.
Aww.
I'm my first favorite brother, then you. Anyway.
All right. Well, now that we've cleared that up.
Yeah, I think we've provided myriad ways for this person to break up with their girlfriend. So he can just keep on decimating those hearts in Houston. Anthony, would you like to read the second question for us?
I'd love to. I'd also want to comment on, do I keep getting the short questions so I don't fuck them up?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I just lost my knife in my blankets. What should I do? The blanket is not extremely big, but I still worry for my fingers. Sincerely, Cloak and Dagger in Portland. So why don't you just lift up your blanket and see if it falls out?
Because that would cut up his blanket. He wants to get out of this with
rooting around with his hands wouldn't cut up his blanket.
If you root gently, then you might not cut your blanket, but if you just shake it violently, then you're bound to cut up a blanket. Your blanket's going to be in tatters.
You have to shake it violently. You can't just lift it up gently.
Even if you lift it up gently, gravity's going to do its work, and that dagger's going to find its way into the fabric of the blanket.
It's going to tear all the way down like Indiana Jones jumping on a tapestry.
Yes, exactly. That's what it's going to be like.
Okay. Got it.
Yes.
What was this person thinking? Like, you know, I'm cold, man. I'm tired. I'm gonna lay down, but I need my knife. Like, is that what they were thinking? Like, I gotta have my knife.
Kyle, I like how you immediately thought this was a person from the South.
Well, maybe it's like what's his name from The Revenant, and it's like he's out in the cold.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
All he has is a blanket, a knife, and a cell phone.
And his blanket is a big fucking bear pelt. So
yeah, and he loses his knife in it, and he's like, "Well, I gotta worry about my fingies." Let's ask the internet what they think.
That's true. So, where in this scenario is Leonardo DiCaprio's modem for him to access the internet to ask this question? Is it inside the bear?
That he has.
Oh, okay, okay.
I said he's in the woods. He's got his blankie, his knife, and his cell phone.
Okay, so we know for certain that Leonardo DiCaprio has a bear pelt to keep him warm, a knife.
Well, I didn't say it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Let me finish. Okay. A bear pelt to keep him warm, a knife to gain and acquire more bear pelts if he need be, and a cellular telephone to make sure that he can get the GPS coordinates for more bears for more bear pelts.
Yeah. Maybe he just hunts grizz.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds like a euphemism for chase and tail. Bruh. Bruh,
this here's my sleeping.
Man, what are you doing out tonight? I'll just hunt some grizz.
I'm gonna stab some grizz with my knife.
Oh no!
Can we just
hairy people like that's grizz like?
Maybe
you
grizz.
Gotta get that grizz.
Oh. Okay, well that's disgusting. Do you think that maybe this person could be a Wall Street executive and he's just sitting down in his loft? He's got his blanket over his lap, and he just heated up some Hot Pockets, and he's going to eat them with a fork and a knife. And he just gets so enthralled with the new season of Daredevil that he drops his knife under the blanket.
Yeah, I mean, is this like Christian Bale's American Psycho? Because he eats Hot Pockets when he's a Wall Street executive.
And he eats them with a fork and knife.
Yeah, like, who the fuck is this guy?
Maybe he did that because he heated up a Hot Pocket and then he got a fork and knife and he's like, wait a second, why am I eating this with a fork and knife? And then he just throws it on the blanket and he's like, oh shit, I forgot where I threw it.
That could be.
Likely story, I think. Anyway, so now that we've painted a rich tapestry of scenarios of how the knife could be in the blanket, now we have to figure out how to get it out of the blanket.
Because we can't just lift it up gently.
We cannot just lift it up gently. What if you just stepped on it?
Could you? That's fucking stupid.
But with boots. With boots.
It could go through your boots.
Yeah, well,
it could be a big old.
If the knife is standing straight up, then maybe it could go through your boots. But
well, you don't know. Can you see it? It could be anywhere. That knife could be anywhere in that grizz.
I forgot that this knife is fucking Predator, and it could just.
No, you should get like a metal detector, and go search the blanket until you find your knife, and then extract it.
I think that's a genius idea, but I have a better one. I think you should go to your knife drawer and then get two other knives and start pinching them together on every inch of the carpet to see if you can find your original misplaced knife.
Jesus.
Very well thought out idea.
Thank you.
That's perfect.
So I think we just had back-to-back the best idea and worst idea.
I mean, if you've got a big magnet, I mean, that's another, but I mean, you could get it with that magnet.
Get a big magnet. There you go. Big magnet.
Yeah.
Boom.
Big magnet.
That's the name of my new rap group.
Okay, so moving on to our next segment. This next segment is called Hashtag Essentials, and this is where we give you the essentials you need for the upcoming events in your life. And this one is returning to real life after Thanksgiving. So we're going to come up with three things that you need returning. Anthony, since you were sassy, why don't you start?
Sweet. I just have to be sassy to get more. All right. So well, I get one thing?
Yes.
Like you get one. I like one thing. It's better. All right. Returning to real life after Thanksgiving. Is this just after Thanksgiving Day, or is this like after you run out of leftovers and have to start cooking again?
Good question. It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay. I was going to say, bring some turkey so you can make leftover turkey food.
What if you have to fly back?
Just put it in your suitcase.
In your carry-on or in the check-in?
Yeah, you can bring food, can't you, on your carry-on? Just bring, like, 10 pounds of turkey.
I was just about to ask, how much turkey?
And 10 whatever's pounds. Left. I have a big family, just like 43 pounds of turkey, and stuff your carry-on and your personal item full of turkey.
Okay, so should you just bring the turkey or any side dishes?
I mean, you could try the mashed potatoes.
Where should they go?
Oh, that's true. If you pack your whole thing with...
Instead of packing your turkey in your bag, why don't we return to the turducken idea and you pack your bag in your turkey?
Sir, can you please put your turkey in the overhead bin? Just throw your turkey up there and struggle to close the door.
Is the turkey going to splat?
Yeah,
that's the overhead door smooshing it.
Yeah, you have to really clamp it down.
Oh, that sounds more like a squish.
It's like when you're smashing it in because it's too fat. You're like...
Okay, all of these noises that you guys are making sound like excretion from the body.
Yeah, or maybe like a...
That's a better one, actually. Or yeah.
That sounds like you just squeezed everything out of the turkey. So when you squeeze it the next time, it's empty. So it just air comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on. Bring a turkey, Kyle. What would you like to bring, or what's an essential for you?
Okay. Essential for returning to real life after Thanksgiving is probably a pair of jeans that's a couple sizes up, because you're going to be full of that cranberry sauce, and that cranberry sauce is going to be, is going to make your pants not fit the way they used to. So,
You heard the man.
Yeah.
The sauce.
Yeah. How caloric is this sauce that you're talking about? I thought cranberry sauce was a little on the lighter side.
It is, but if you eat a whole bucket of it, then it's it doesn't matter.
One, okay, so consume one bucket of cranberry sauce and then jeans. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, last essential for Thanksgiving. This is what I think you should bring for your last essential. Gratitude. Because everybody focuses on Thanksgiving and being thankful for something, but then you get right out of it. And then you go back to your job and your regular life and away from family. And then you lose your sense of gratitude. And I feel like gratitude
Before you do that, though, don't you kick down a Walmart door and punch someone in the face over a TV?
You do that. So gratitude basically evaporates with the turkey meal. So you eat it right up and you shit it right out. So what I say is keep that gratitude right in your belly. Don't poop it out. Keep it there. Do whatever it takes. If it tries to go out, push it back in.
Yeah, so just never poop again.
So what I'm saying is, don't poop out your food. That's...
Be grateful for it.
Keep your food inside you forever so that you never forget how thankful you are.
Beautiful.
That sounds disgusting. Okay.
With that, do you want to read our last question, Stephen?
Yeah, I will. It's not our last question, but I'll read it. So our next question is it normal for Italian restaurants to have waiters with fake Italian accents? So there's this certain restaurant that I've been to over the years, and I swear, all the waiters have fake Italian accents. When I took my friend to this restaurant a year ago when visiting, he commented it sounded like our waiter had a fake accent. I started questioning tonight if all of the waiters are just forced to have fake accents. Has anyone else experienced this before? Sincerely, Mamma Mia in Massachusetts. let me give you some guidelines, a rule of thumb. If your waiter comes up to you in an Italian restaurant and he goes, "Buonasera e benvenuto a Maggiano's. My name is Glenn." You're gonna find out from the name if he's Italian or not. Italians usually have a vowel at the end of their name. It's like Francesco, Federico, Luca, something like that. But if he's like, "Hey, ciao, I'm Luke," then you're gonna that'll pretty
Luke ends with a vowel.
Fine. "Hi, my name is Todd."
Oh my god.
I'll give you another tip, actually. There are some, if they pronounce words in a way that Italians don't say them, that's a good red flag too. So a lot of Italian restaurants have a bread. It's like a toasted bread with diced tomatoes, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and sometimes basil on top. And it is called, in Italian, bruschetta. Bruschetta. It's not a bruschetta. So if they say...
Oh, I love bruschetta.
Stop. So if they say bruschetta, then it's wrong. It's bruschetta. So that's one word where you can hear it and say, phony.
Liar. So you can scream liar at your server. You could ask them to say... words with a lot of R's in them.
So play Red Rover with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Red Rover, send Roger right over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds amazing.
That's actually.
You can have some fun with this server.
Okay. Except if they are fake, then you. Clothesline.
Yeah, then like Red Rover, Red Rover, and you're like, gotcha.
Gotcha, Glenn.
It's like, oh no.
Oh, mamma mia. Oh.
He falls on the side.
It's okay, right, to do a fake Italian accent in an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
I think it's okay, right?
Versus if you work at an Indian restaurant, it would not be okay. To do an Indian.
No.
I think there are a lot of reasons why it's not okay to do that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I think the only reason it would be okay is if you were Indian.
Yeah.
And you had an Indian accent.
Or if you, if your name's Glenn and you work at Del Taco.
Oh my God.
If you work at Del Taco, you can't be like, "Me amo Glenn." No.
Oh my God.
I mean... Here's the difference. If you can speak the language, do it. But if you can't speak the language, don't do it. Right?
So, like, do the accent in the language?
Because then you're just speaking Italian or Spanish.
But then, like, wouldn't that be kind of annoying to your customers because they don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
If you sprinkle it in...
Just flip back and forth between the accent?
Yeah, what if you're like... Buonasera, you two. How are you guys doing? Stasera.
And they're like, is this guy fucking schizophrenic?
You know, I would really recommend the bruschetta, but I also like the gorgonzola gnocchi.
Gnocchi. Oh, yeah, I can't say that. Gnocchi. Gnocchi.
Very good.
You got it.
Very good.
Gnocchi. Did I do it?
Anthony, all of our Italian cousins that are listening right now,
no, they're gonna stab me in the throat.
Probably want to murder you. They're gonna
throw frozen gnocchi into my fucking skull.
They're gonna go up behind you with a spaghetti noodle and then just wrap it tightly around your neck.
Oh my god! You see me with a noose of like linguine, and you're like,
they got to him. Okay, I think I'm pretty done with that question.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't even know what I'd be able to add except, you know, I mean, is there like a large Italian community in Massachusetts? Should you expect there to be like, you know, authentic? I don't know. I guess if you're going there, you're expecting authentic Italian, but I mean, hey.
When I go to the Olive Garden, I expect an authentic experience.
Yeah, are we talking about Olive Garden?
I expect to be family.
What do you mean you're not Italian? Glenn, I'd like to see your manager, Glenn.
Okay, going on to the next segment, we're going to go into Miss Universe. And this is where we attempt to answer Miss Universe questions as well as the contestants that are actually on the pageants.
All right, Stefan.
Who's going to keep time?
I'll make noises.
Okay, you kind of do that anyway.
All right, Stefan, shut the fuck up because you're about to answer the first question.
Okay.
So, Stefan, if you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Well, thank you very much, Anthony. I really appreciate you asking me this question. It's a pleasure to be here. If I could change one thing in the world, I think it would be our need to go to the bathroom. And I think that's because we would save so much money not having to make bathrooms.
Sorry, I don't know if that was actually time.
No, it actually was. Or 2 seconds.
I was very bored.
You just got really bored.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, great.
That was a great answer, Stefan. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Kyle, what is your idea of happiness and success?
Thank you for the question. I think that my idea of happiness and success is being able to do nothing. And I mean nothing. Like sit around, lay around, you know, just kind of wake up and, you know, just do whatever you want, you know, hang out, chill, relax, you know, Max and all cool, you know, playing b-ball outside the school, you know. That's my idea of happiness and success.
Keep going. You got another 20 seconds.
Oh, and I'm the Prince of Bel-Air, actually. So
I wanted to draw that one out. Really good job, Kyle.
Oh, okay. Anthony, would you, oh yeah, here, let me read it. Fuck. Okay. imagine, that you are left deserted on an island. Given a chance, what or who would you like to accompany you?
Well, that's a great question, Kyle. And, thank you for asking me. If I were left deserted on an island, I would bring a knife so that I could hunt some grizz.
Very good.
What does that even mean? You Sorry, you're done. That was incredibly ambiguous. There is no grizz. There's no grizz in the double entendre. There's neither of the entendres. There's no grizz.
You don't know that. It could be on the Alaskan archipelago.
But
did you ever read that one book about that guy who got mauled by a bear and I forget what it's called?
But that's an archipelago. That's no.
Yeah, which is composed of many islands.
But are there bears that actually make their way to that set of islands?
Yeah, that's the whole story. It's a true story.
Okay. So
that I can't reference in any way because I don't remember.
So you're using the one plausible example out of when somebody thinks of a deserted island. Well, one, that's not deserted because it's populated by grizz. And two, it's just overflowing with grizz. There's just so much grizz. We're going to get to the last question. But before we do, wanted to give a couple shout outs. First, wanted to shout out Greta. Thank you, Greta, for being able to share your lovely laughter and hilarity from other Twitter things on Twitter with us. Tim, thank you for all the wisecracks, your British humor. We don't understand any of it, but it's great that you're talking to us. Thank you, Tim. Chad, your song is ready. No, it's not ready. But we're going to do a rap from the debut of our... We're going to debut our... rap group Big Magnet, and and here it goes. Anthony, can you give me a beat this time?
You know I'm terrible at beatboxing.
Kyle, can you give a beat? Chad, I'm attracted to you.
This is actually a love song composed by Stefan.
Oh, fuck. I tried to make it like a magnet because, you know. Okay, well, keep it going. Whatever. Oh, Chad, I'm attracted to you. and I know that you feel it too. We're gonna go on to a deserted island and chase some grizz like it was Spark for Fighting, and we're gonna keep on going. Oh my god, this is fucking awful. That's enough. That's
oh my god. The
most homoerotic song I've ever heard in my life. I don't think Chad feels the same way.
Why do you think? Wait, why? What do you mean? I just talked about being attracted to another man and going to a deserted island and chasing grizz together. Anyway, stay tuned for the next rap. Jeff, thank you, Jeff. Summer, you rock. Thank you for the Twitter love. Samina, we still miss you and your voice, but thank you for listening. Kyle, thank you, Kyle. And then I just wanted to thank a couple podcasts, too. So Mouse and Weens, we had a chance to listen to them, and they are hilarious. So if you have a chance to listen to them, give them a listen. And the Raw Opinion podcast, thank you for the love there, Raw Opinion. If you want to check them out, check them out. And if you guys have a question that you would like us to answer, go to hyperbolepodcast.com and fill out the form. Or reach out to us on Twitter at hyperbolepod or P.O. Box 506 North Camelback Avenue. And then if...
Oh my god, that person's gonna be so pissed.
I really hope that's not a real yeah, because we're
just like, what the fuck is hyperbole?
Yeah, because we're just flooding in fan mail. I love how that was your first thought. You're like, oh fuck, that person's gonna get flooded with our mail.
It's gonna kill us.
Hyperbole!
Damn you!
Anyway, we also just wanted to plug our Patreon page. If you guys want to support us, we want to be able to get better equipment, sound better for you, have more time to be able to do this more. So if you do love the comforting sound of our mellifluous voices, give us money.
I really love that word, don't you, Stefan?
What?
Mellifluous.
It's one of the...
What is that? Can you define it for me?
Mellifluous is pleasant sounding. Let's keep it succinct.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good word.
It sounds like Maleficent.
Please, if you love our Maleficent voices, give us money. No, but we are trying to raise money so that we can have longer, better, higher quality episodes so that you guys can listen more. And we want to do other things, like have John Stamos on the podcast. So we've now identified this as our John Stamos fund. So please... In the show notes, we're going to have the link. Please donate. Our goal is to get John Stamos on the podcast. So if you give
I'd
us money.
I'd probably shit my pants if we got John Stamos on the podcast.
Oh, dude, so would I, but he wouldn't be able to see it. So that's fine. Just wear diapers that time.
Okay.
But we're going to.
Spray a bunch of cologne. I'll spray and pray.
Spray and pray. That sounds like something else. That sounds like extremely violent diarrhea. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, tell a friend, all that good shit. Love you. Kyle, would you like to read the last question?
I would love to read the last question. Okay. Best way to get people to leave the living room? I want my brother to leave the living room real quick so I can get the alcohol that I stashed. what is the best excuse I can give him to leave the room for a bit? Sincerely, Tequila Mockingbird in the Moscow. Okay, so you're in... Wait, what? okay. How to leave the... Get him to leave the room. Okay. Why, though? I mean, like, what's... You didn't... You stashed. You hiding it from your brother? Like, I don't... What? I don't
know. What the fuck? Is he a... It's because he's a fucking knack. That's why.
Oh, he's a fucking knack, brother?
He's a fucking knack. Yeah, he's a little tattletale.
Oh,
man.
That's messed up, man. That's not good. That's not good brother behavior.
Right? You should talk about all the eggs you've been eating and then tell him that you farted.
No, this is... What?
So he leaves.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Another thing that you could do is you could just keep him in the room, take the alcohol, ask him if he wants some... Get him to drink it, and then say, now you're involved. If you tell anyone, I'll fucking rat you out, bitch.
Perfect. It's a foolproof solution.
I still like my egg idea.
The egg. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's pretty
like,
good.
Oh man, I shouldn't have eaten the dozen eggs. All right, 12 eggs, not 12 dozen eggs.
Oh.
Okay, that's a good one. Eat 12 dozen eggs and then see what happens to your body.
No, don't eat 12 dozen eggs. You don't want to kill your brother. You just want him to leave the room. Or I guess you could knock him unconscious with your foul stench and then...
Yeah, but would you be in the mood to drink after that? I mean, jeez.
12 dozen eggs.
Ugh. Jesus, that's a lot of eggs, man.
That's so many eggs. What are you, Gus?
Like sulfur.
Are you fucking Gaston? No.
Gaston. Yeah, dude, that's pretty... Oh, man, that'd be a good way to get anybody to leave. And not for a bit, but, like, you know, for good. You know?
Ain't yeah.
Coming back.
Maybe that guy with the girlfriend problem could... use that.
That's actually a good idea.
And be like, I'm out.
Yeah, but his whole issue was he didn't like the waiting. So what are you going to do? Eat so many eggs that the stench will carry for miles?
I mean, I think you're headed in the right direction.
Okay. So another thing you could say... Just tell him what you're up to. I'm bored with this. Just don't be a bitch, bro.
Yeah, just tell him and then say if he tells, then you'll murder him.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Threaten with bodily harm.
Or you could say, hey, do you want to do a podcast? And then do a comedy advice podcast with your brother. And then when he goes to set up the microphone, get the alcohol and ditch him.
Oh,
just like Chris did to us.
Oh no, man! That's,
he went along with it for 40-some episodes, and then he got his liquor. He got what he wanted.
Okay, I tire of this question. Do you guys have any?
Yeah.
Any other advice?
I think that's it. I mean, you know, I think he's just got to man up and just down that bottle, just right in front of him. And stare at him right in the eyes.
Anthony, exactly. Every sound effect you make sounds like you're chugging cock.
I mean, is there any other way to drink it?
Probably. Oh. Maybe.
What do you, sip cock? What is... All right. Anyway. I think we've drained the granny, so to speak.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Episode.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
Rub, rub, rub.
Rub, rub. Mm-hmm. Hyperbole.